show. It's the after party. Yeah.
It's the Sugar Bear in the Morning After Show Podcast.
Sugar Bear in the Morning. It's the After Show Podcast. J Mars, Yaya Mars.
Hey,
what's going on?
Yeah.
It's our first one. It's kind of exciting.
Yeah, can we address the elephant in the room, please?
What's that?
Or probably the cock in the room.
What's that?
What we just saw on his Facebook timeline.
Yo, so my friend.
Very large eggplant.
His name is Mike, and he's like a conspiracy theorist when it comes to Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Finally jumped in the pool. He's swimming now, right?
Yeah.
But he don't know all the rules, and so I've been trying. I suggested seriously about 30 friends. He added them. But I looked on his page, and there was a picture of a girl with a dang-a-lang in her mouth, almost.
Big old dong.
And it's a spam thing. We know that when we see
right.
That.
But it's like, I can't unsee that, bro. When I'm looking over at your timeline and, oh, there's this huge black cock on the screen.
Yeah.
That's
it's
all we saw.
What's horrible, too, is the name on there was Barbara Batter. I was like, that's a good porn name, actually.
Was that the name?
That was the name, because he saw it. He was like, I can't get that out of my head.
Nah.
I'm like, oh, God.
It was really bad. So now I have to walk him through. Now I got to call him and, like, give him, like, all right, set your settings so you don't get the, you know, and then he posted, the devil is alive. Sorry about all of that. And I'm like, oh,
that's
man.
Not devil, that's spam, bro.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Well, the devil could be a spammer.
Very true.
That's a very.
Have you guys ever had that happen to you before?
Spam?
Like that.
Like, yeah. Well, it happens a lot on Instagram now.
Yeah. Actually, right? I get a lot of porn spam on Instagram.
A lot of porn spam.
I've never had it posted in my social pages.
I think the reason why we get porn spam on Instagram, though, is because one of our people, one of them who shall go unnamed, that uses our station Instagram, like he is spammed 1,000% because he probably did some one of those like buy your followers situations, and that spams everybody's accounts that's attached to it.
Oh.
So I think that's why we're actually.
It's all
those.
Speculative, of course, right?
No, because he actually posted something and had to turn off his notifications. We got he got thousands of spam posts in his comment section. It was making his phone die because
I don't know who you're talking about, but whatever, don't matter.
That's not what's important. What I'm saying is he's the reason why that we lost that. And you're about to knock down the
plaque
behind you.
Yeah, say, watch that plaque behind you, Pim.
I got to scratch my neck, though.
No, I've never been spammed, but I've had a friend who had her nudes posted on her Facebook page.
Ooh, were they good ones?
I mean,
oh yeah,
so you know this person.
You told me about that.
Yeah.
Wait, by mistake?
Oh, no, she did it.
No, so here's what happened. She left her phone at the Arden Mall, right? In the store or whatever. And it was unlocked.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
And she had all sorts of dirty pics in her phone. Someone got her phone and uploaded them to her Facebook from her phone.
Shit.
Yeah, well, they were for her husband, though. So, I mean, good shouts out to her for keeping the fire lit there. But that's pretty embarrassing. My whole thing is, like, depending on how you feel about yourself in this day and age, taking selfies like that, like nudes and stuff, whatever, that shit doesn't matter. As long as you look good, like, cool. It's going to be a little, the only person you got to call is your mama. Like, be like, Mom, you're about to see something happen on the internet, and I'm sorry. But then, whatever, you get over it.
I kind of think that you shouldn't just keep that in your phone. However, there's so certain apps that can hide those things, so they're not in plain view. Just
really?
In case you're, yes.
Anything that's on the digital world, it can be hacked into,
no,
bro.
But what do you mean? Like, if you're going through pictures, it can hide them from people?
No, there's an app that you can move pictures to. There's
that
several
is so
apps
scandalous.
I've seen. There's apps that you can upload. Select the pictures you want to go there, and you have to have a pin to even see those pictures.
I ain't tripping. My boobs look good and all. And you know what? Here's the key, too. Never in my life have I ever sent a vajay picture. I will not. You want to see that in person.
That's the key.
Down.
That's a major key to what?
Yeah.
You said that's the key.
That's a major key to not being embarrassed, because my boobs are not going to look like this in 10 years. We've had this conversation, but they look great in all my naked pictures.
I don't know.
So.
You know, but that's interesting you bring that up, because guys send dick pics all the time, but you're right. Chicks just don't randomly snap pictures of the vag and send it out.
No, because it's like, go look at a freaking anatomy picture online. Like,
well, wouldn't that go for dick pics, though, too?
No, not really, because all dicks are different. Most vaginas look the same. Unless they're trying to hide something.
Politely disagree.
What are we talking about? Who does a dick pic? I don't understand that. I really cannot put my brain around taking a picture and whipping it out and taking a picture.
It's just a different generation, bro. Like, people need...
Is that a generation thing?
Yeah, it's a generational thing, because, like, especially if you're in long-distance relationships, you want to, like, keep your partner entertained with that. Like, you know, you have to keep them like, oh, girl, this is waiting for you about 600 miles away. Like,
ridiculous.
I think it keeps the magic alive. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with a good nude selfie if it's asked for. Don't be just sending your dick pictures to my Instagram or anything like that without asking.
I'm going to say this is definitely a generation thing, because both of you are in your 30s, early 30s. Mm-hmm. Me being much older than that.
Much.
But I'm just saying, I think it's a generation thing. I didn't grow up like that. When I was in high school, we didn't want to think about people sending me news.
Well, see, that's the thing. When I was in high school, that's when the camera phone, the grainy ass flip camera phones,
Nokia
really,
phone?
Yes, really started popping off. And I remember dudes like snapping pics of girls' booties, like, look at her booty. I'd be like, bro, you can't tell anything. This picture is awful. But that's when it started.
On those Nokias and all that.
Yeah, this is early 2000s, maybe.
Shug's generation went ahead and sit on a glass of a copy machine.
Yeah.
And also sent Polaroids. Yo, don't
trip. Polaroids, yep. We use. Well, no,
y'all
fast.
He just almost let it rot right
no,
there.
No, when I was a kid, I had Polaroids. Uh-huh. But then it was those instant cameras. Do they still have those where you can take pictures?
Yeah, the disposable
and
cameras.
You just dispose and you just send those in and it develops.
Can you imagine the developers back then? The stuff that they saw with people?
Just imagine. Yeah, like those pictures, in order to see them, you had to have them develop. You took a picture, but you knew that you took the picture, but until it was developed, when you picked it up at the at the Walgreens or whatever.
You know damn well those developers made extra copies of some of those pictures. No, probably had like a bulletin board.
Yeah, they totally did.
That's creepy.
I mean, I would have.
Because they come in a package. Right. Here's your pictures, man.
Nothing is private.
Nice areolas you have.
Whatever. Back then. Right, yeah. Nothing was private back then. But now, you can get caught on every spectrum. So I'm like, whatever. You know, there's a couple guys out there that have some nice boob pictures of me, but I'm not tripping. I mean, it's a body. Like, what are you... Like, I have these here. Like, might as well, like, if I'm with somebody and I'm feeling them and stuff and it's been a couple months, just another wrong with saying a little something.
This Everybody's different. And for some people don't like that, but that's good. That works for you.
This is our first After the Show podcast, and we spent a good 6 minutes on dicks so far. So,
well,
good way to start it off, and it's your fault.
Sugar Bear in the Morning After Party. Hopefully you rock with us 5:30 to 10 Monday through Friday. Today we just talking about, you know, random things. Because this started from the Facebook post from my friend. It was a dick on the picture. It was
pretty good. It was a big one too.
Remember, by the way,
dick.
Y'all could have said eggplant or something.
Yeah,
you're gonna shock people with this podcast. You know that, right? Because
they don't hear us this way.
No, this is extremely unfiltered. So we apologize in advance because I already know people are gonna be offended.
The advance is gone. We're in the middle now. we apologize. Yeah.
Apologize after
but
the advance.
We don't have to apologize. This is how we talk off the air.
This is really real life, and it's really how we talk. And it's not. We're not putting on fronts here. This is how we talk. We do have to be mindful because we have a lot of people who watch and listen to us. We have to be a little bit mindful. We can't just be vulgar.
We just did 6 minutes of vulgarity, bro.
6 minutes of dick.
No, you said that.
We're on 7 minutes now.
That's you saying that. I didn't say that.
I said dick. You said dick. She said dick. We all said dick. Dick, dick, dick.
Well,
dick.
I'm not... All right. What else are we talking about? That happened today with the Facebook, and then what else?
What else did happen?
Oh, can we talk about this parking situation in Sacramento?
No.
You want to talk about that?
I don't really care about it.
I do, because it really...
Oh, here it goes. The frugal, cheap...
No, because now we have to pay for the park until 10 p.m., and that's ridiculous. If you out there and you agree with me, this is ridiculous. They have to pay for this arena in some form.
You spend $250 on bargain-ass Clorox wipes. I'm pretty sure you can spend $250 on parking, bro.
No, those
for your car to be safe. For your car to be safe, though, like that's whatever. You're paying for your spot. You're not going to get a ticket. You'll be fine.
Let me ask you a question, Shug.
No.
Would you rather pay for parking for... Now, hold on. Can I please ask the question?
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. Would you rather have them extend parking to be paid for in downtown Sacramento from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. for 4 more hours on the weekends?
Mm-hmm.
Or not have a brand new arena built, lose all these great concerts and shows we're about to get, lose the basketball team.
Okay.
What's worth more to you?
That's a good question, and you're right. You're absolutely right. When you break it down like that, you're right. Because I do know what it does for the city. It's going to make the city all greater than it is,
right?
Having the arena here. But, yeah, just off top, off the surface, it's like, man, I got it. Now
of course, I understand.
Now I got to go downtown after 10 for it not to count. You know what I'm saying? If I wanted to go early.
But there's a reason, Shug, and the reason's a damn good reason why we pay more.
Expensive ass chicken nuggets, farm to fork, bruh.
Okay, now that's something we can talk about. That Golden One Center food looked delicious.
Yeah.
It's so expensive.
I just saw the nachos. I didn't see anything else.
It's going to be so expensive.
Bruh, I'm already knowing it's going to cost me $19 for chicken strips. If they at Sleep Train Arena, the former Sacramento arena, had chicken strips and fries for $13.50, and them things was not good.
Yeah, they were a little cardboardish.
I never really had them.
I tried them.
Consider yourself blessed.
I mean, the drinks, I know any arena is going to cost more. I know that's expensive.
It's like, you know what's interesting? And I know I'm kind of, basically what I was going to say is I know the chicken strips will be way more there. It's interesting, though, is the chicken strips at Sleep Train Arena, it was like what we deal with in America. There was the 99 percentile chicken strips, which you got out at the concession stand.
Yeah.
But if you were fortunate enough to sit in a suite, they had a whole bunch of different high-class chicken strips.
I agree with that. The suites is a little different. animal. Yeah, you get some
classy
some
chicken
stuff.
Strips.
Yeah.
But why
and the drinks
is that?
Are free. Yeah.
But so. Why is that? Why can't we all just have the same chicken strips? Well, I pay a dollar more.
It's like a society thing. Like, it's like, whatever, we're better than you. We're sitting in a suite, so we get better chicken in your ass. Like, that's just what it is.
We're talking chicken strips, though.
It's the same thing for a lot of things.
We're not, talking about,
way, you know,
we're not talking about they had like a well, you know, vodka at the stands outside and then...
It's just
Tito's in the damn.
It's basically world. Walmart chicken strips on the outside. You got mm-hmm. Raley's on the inside. Like,
yes.
Whatever it is, it's more expensive. That's just how it is.
How about this? Liken it to a seat at a concert. You pay more money for a front row seat or five, six rows or whatever.
But
you get a different experience than if I pay $33.50 and I'm sitting. That's the
but
same
what I'm saying, they don't give me the option to pay for the higher chicken strip.
Are we really talking about chicken strips right now, bro?
Yeah,
Dixon going. Chicken strips. We're 10 minutes in.
Okay.
We like long things.
This is what we're doing.
Jay is, if you don't know, is a
chicken strip connoisseur.
Lover. I'm not gonna call you a connoisseur.
I'm
you're
a connoisseur,
just,
my friend.
No, you're a lover of you're an enthusiast of chicken strips. Chicken strip enthusiast.
I should do my own separate podcast called the Chicken Strip Enthusiast.
Because
you
know,
would probably actually have a lot of people listening to that.
Yes,
especially right now because they're hungry.
And yours would be what? If you had to do yours, yours would be chicken strips, we know. Or sports, because you love that.
Chicken strips more than sports.
Okay. Yours would be what?
How to not be a fuckboy.
Okay.
And what audience is this geared towards?
I thought it would be something about makeup
what,
or
men,
trying
men and women.
Really?
Yeah.
Like relationship stuff.
Yeah. Hmm. And don't zone in on my eyebrows, okay? I know you were about to say drawing your eyebrows on.
No,
weren't
not
you?
Your eyebrows. No, talking about your eyeliner. I'm saying that's your eyebrows. I meant your eyeliner. How you did that?
Came out, and I'm like,
no, your eyeliner. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's you would talk about that. Huh?
What would you talk about? Being cheap.
Mine would mostly be like relationship
I'm
talk.
I'm not
I take
cheap.
It back.
Save money. Yeah, save money.
Chuck, you're cheap.
You are cheap, bro.
No, I'm a special.
A special kind of
price
cheap?
Looking type of. Yeah,
no.
Which is synonym
it's
for cheap.
Cheap, bro.
Not cheap.
There's nothing wrong with being cheap.
My girl says exact same damn thing, and I'm not. Both of all of y'all are wrong. Kiss my ass.
No, you cheap.
In a good way, in a loving way.
He was with those headphones from China. Like,
yes.
Looking at him like, what happened?
Okay. That is, to me, that is the quintessential
what?
Display of your cheapness.
No.
Let me tell the story for the people listening who may not have heard
okay,
this story.
Yeah, then I'm going to share with you what I just bought online that is and is on my person right now. That is awesome.
Shug bought a pair. Were they Sony's? Or were they some off-brand
no, they
shit?
Was, I think they were. No, they were some off-brand.
Okay, he brought some
off-brand. Probably Saquonies or something like that.
Yeah, so he brought some off-brand headphones in China. Shit. From China for, what were they, like $40? Something like that.
Something like
$32. Let's go with $32.
But it was nice.
And they were real nice. He was bragging how nice these headphones are, and he got them for this bargain in China.
Just saying.
Let's fast forward. He gets the headphones. Let's fast forward a little more. 2 weeks later, they're broken.
No. Yes, that's not true. It was at least a month and a half, maybe 2 weeks.
I don't think it was 2 weeks.
It was 2 weeks, because I had them for a minute. Because I loved them. I was like, look at my headphones. I was bragging.
And about. Then God. Now, I just want to put into perspective, I bought a pair of Sonys for $100 9 years ago, and they finally just broke.
Yeah, I bought a pair of Skullcandies for $100, and they've lasted me for about 4 years now. So I've gone through Beats headphones like nothing. Like, those are the worst headphones to buy. Sorry, Beats, but, like, your headphones are shit. They break every 5 minutes.
Not a Skullcandy one. See, I don't like
Skullcandy. Well, yeah, but they're, like, durable as hell. $100. And they sound fine, you know?
This segment of the podcast brought to you by Beats by Dre.
Oh, God, stop it. I know. I just totally screwed up my endorsement chances, but your headphones suck dick. And I've paid for them multiple times.
Like the dick that was on his Facebook title?
That, bigger than that.
Word
wow.
Again.
But it's just like $400 for Bluetooth wireless headphones, and they don't even last more than a year. Like
They improved them a little bit from
no,
what I understand.
No, dog. That's what happened when I bought these ones. These were the new and improved kind. New and improved my ass.
I do want some of those, but
no, you
back
don't.
To this frugal thing. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, you're talking about the headphones.
Not frugal, cheap.
Cheap, frugal.
Cheap.
I just bought something on my person. What do you think that's on me right now that I bought that I got for $3?
Underwear.
Oh, damn.
Your black tee.
Yeah.
No. $3.
Your socks.
No.
Your damn
your lotion.
Your Apple iWatch band. Lotion.
Thank you. $3.
I was about to ask if that was
brand
a
new.
Freaking dollar store one.
Look
I knew
at this
it was.
Thing. I got this.
That is going to break off and you're going to lose
$3.
That.
For $3. Now, if you have an Apple Watch, you know what it is. The band that comes with it is like this rubber.
Yeah, but that looks so cheap.
Man. No, that's how they all look, though. They all
nah,
have
nah, bruh. Not all Apple Watches look like that.
Jay Mars.
Yo, that's just going to break off and you're going to lose your Apple
it's
Watch.
It's rubber. What are you talking about?
Gonna
it's going to break. It's rubber.
It bends.
It's going to break off.
Like, how eventually. Cool does my watch look? $3 and you can get all the colors. Guess what? I'm getting
it
more.
It looks like
too.
You got your watch.
It
at
looks
Big
like
Lots.
Kim Kardashian in a Toyota Corolla.
I just told
Ooh,
Nick about
that's
it too.
A good comparison. Yeah.
Black and white.
Kanye West rolling around in a 97 Honda Civic right there.
So whatever. This is gonna do me well. $3. I can give you all the website if you want to know. You know, leave a comment where we post this.
Well, that website ain't endorsing us. Don't endorse them.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you that. What it is, but this is my hookup spot. Now, if y'all need something, I got. Matter of fact, your Christmas gift is coming from there. I don't know what it is yet, but they got some good stuff. So
underwear.
Just, you need, I don't need to know.
Boxes that make you itch.
I know, right?
No, I don't need to know your draw size. I'm just saying. But
don't
your
answer that, Jay.
I didn't plan
you
on it.
Got ahead of you. I was just making sure you did not answer that. That's all.
Was not answering that. Sugar Bear in the Morning. It's the after show, guys. Hopefully you rock with us. Again,
explicit,
listen to us.
Explicit.
Monday
sorry.
Through Friday, 5:30 to 10. Unleashed. You don't get to hear this type of things that we talk about. We're talking about, you know, some of the other things that we talk about off air.
Right.
Dick pics and chicken strips.
Yeah.
And fuck boys.
Yeah.
And
yeah, don't ever send unsolicited nudie pics. Don't ever do that. I mean, chicks might like it. Do guys like that whenever women just send random nude pics?
Yes.
Like, y'all both have ladies. How would you feel right now?
We're
guys. You got like a naked picture from
We're
your
men.
Chick.
We're men.
I love it.
We're
really?
Men. Yeah, we're visual people.
And let's go back on that real quick. If you have a partner, you can send unsolicited nudes.
True.
Yeah, I'm still even nervous about that.
Why?
She ain't gonna bust you out.
Nah.
What's she gonna? She might actually like it.
She probably would. I mean, most women, if you're in a relationship, you love that person, you want to see that. But even still, it's still out there in the atmosphere, guys. I don't care who you're sending it to. It's still in the atmosphere, no matter if you trust and secure with that person.
Oh, God. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce you to the walking comfort zone, a.k.a. Sugar Bear.
Call me whatever you
he
want.
He is like literally the walking comfort zone. We got to introduce
y'all
him.
Y'all call me what you want. I swear to you.
You can live on the wild side a little bit,
yeah,
friend.
Just go a little bit off. Just be like a little fray, like, and just like send her one, like, dude.
You know what, bro? Like, walk into the bedroom tonight when your girl's laying down, unexpected, and like get one of those underwear with the tube in front.
What is that?
It's what the
elephant thing.
Yeah, it's what the gay go-go dancers wear at Faces.
I don't think it's gonna work in his favor though. She might just laugh at him.
Nah,
I'm not putting an elephant on, bro.
Why?
You can get it at the dollar store.
I don't need an elephant trunk. I don't need an elephant trunk.
She needs the elephant trunk, and that's the point.
I don't need the elephant. Stupid. I'm sorry if you're hearing this, honey.
No, you're not.
Nobody
she's going to be
no.
like, yeah, they're right.
No,
because
I know her. She's laughing.
A
picture of me in an elephant trunk with my big belly sticking out.
We already did talk about the men's lingerie, and you weren't going to go there. So put the elephant trunk on.
Do she wants to go there. She still loves you. She wants to be with you for the rest of your life. She'll accept it.
She'll love me.
Put the elephant trunk on and do a New Edition dance.
Ooh.
Not me.
There you go.
See, he's doing it right now. You guys can only see him.
You imagine me doing this in black lingerie? Man,
I'm not imagining
it. Not black
it.
Lingerie, like the elephant trunk.
Or black, I mean the male lingerie. I would never do that either, by the way.
I can hit up some of
some
of the male go-go dancers if they have places to recommend you getting them.
Yo, what is the riskiest thing you guys have done to get some?
Riskiest?
Now, since we're talking about it, this is a high risk. I drove to a guy. One of my guys was actually visiting in town. I know you guys cannot picture me doing this, but I had nothing but lingerie on underneath the trench coat. And that was
nice.
It. I didn't think to bring any extra clothes. I just had that going on. And I was like, okay, I'm going to make this happen. And he like left the door propped open and everything. And he was asleep when I showed up.
Oh, that's funny.
But best believe he woke up in like 30 seconds as soon as he saw me. He's like, hold on a second. You drove over here like this? And I'm like, yeah, I look like a straight up prostitute walking in the hotel lobby
that's
with my heels
awesome.
On.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's how I get down.
But
see, that's
cool
why I don't talk about it though. Huh?
He was cool with it.
For a couple hours.
Hey, that's a damn good time if you had it for a couple hours.
I'm just saying.
I was waiting for you to say yeah for 5 minutes.
No, yeah, no, definitely not 5 minutes.
Well, good for you.
But so, like, what's the riskiest thing?
That's very respectable.
Hey, thanks, man. Yeah, see, that's how I get down. That's why I can't get down in the house with a bunch of people because I'm like, oh, some stuff is about to go happen. I don't want y'all, you know, stealing my tactics and stuff. So, what would you? What is
sharing is caring.
Thing?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know about risk and taking risks. Just guys will do anything usually, for the most part, to get a girl to to either. Engage with them or do something to them or go behind a dumpster or whatever it is.
A dumpster?
Or in a car, in the back seat of a car.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've done the minivan thing.
The minivan? You had sex with mom?
Yes.
A soccer mom?
No, she was not a soccer. She was actually ratchet as fuck. And it was a ratchet minivan. This is my early 20s.
Early 20s, I did some reckless shit too, but yeah. we don't talk about that.
I think we all did though. Yeah. Didn't we?
Mine was bad though.
Were you?
Ain't nobody knew about that. Suge, you get surprised every time I talk about stuff like this because you know
you're
me
like
for
a
10,
sister and I don't see you like that.
But you've known me for 10 years, so I don't, I don't talk about it ever. So like,
but see, that's why I assume that you get down though.
Yeah.
Is the ones that's that how, don't yes. talk, and that's how men think.
That's how men think. That's true.
Is when you don't talk about it, we know there's something going on. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Y'all are pretty much on point right there. But it's just, I like to keep things for myself. Like,
that's cool.
In the days of overexposure, like with chicks and stuff, like on Instagram, social media, like where is the secret at? Where's the surprise for your men? It's all over Instagram.
And I respect that because I think even for a lot of men too, just for women too, if you're listening to this, if you feel like you're exposing yourselves or putting yourself out there, there's something. Amber Rose would be a great example. Mm-hmm. Slut shaming. She's all against it, right?
Okay.
Hold on, let me say this. So a lot of women who feel like, you know what, I'm okay with putting myself out there or whatever. There's something to be said about for a guy or a girl to have a little reservation about what you share, about what you do. That's why
I get that.
You hold that back. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And I understand it. And I don't think what Amber Rose is doing wrong for her own personal well-being, but I do feel like she kind of takes it overboard a little bit. Like she's like, I'm a slut and nobody can do anything about it. She's a beautiful woman, has a great heart, but sometimes I feel like she's doing it for show. You know what I mean? She's not doing it because that's how
she's
genuinely
getting paid for
feels.
It.
That she's too. And to touch on this subject, first I would like to say I have no beef or qualms with LGBT, but Caitlyn Jenner, last year, it was just being shoved down our throats. Like, yes, we love the fact that somebody wants to be open about who they are, but I'm pretty sure even people in the gay community were like, yo, this is too much.
It gets to a
and
point of...
And the same thing with sexuality. Sometimes it becomes too much.
Overexposure, like you alluded to, is so commonplace now. Yeah. And that's why things like the whole Caitlyn Jenner thing. All right, cool, it comes out. Okay, but now we got to make a TV show about it. X, Y, and Z, and it's like... All right.
I understand why they're doing it, though, to make other people comfortable with the idea of it that don't know about
are
it.
Are they doing that, or are they doing it to make money?
A little bit of both.
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, I think Amber Rose, that's truly who she is. I think she really lives in that slut-shaming, idea or whatever, and shares it with a lot of people. But I think she is over the top a little. But I think that really is who she is.
Mm-hmm,
and we don't live with her, or we're not in her capacity like... like normal folk because she's in the celebrity world. But I think if we're around her, the true people who are around her probably say that's really who Amber is. They would probably say that because they know her that way.
She twerks in front of her kid.
I mean,
yeah.
It's a little weird.
There's videos. She's done videos.
I mean, it's a weird
you can go
per
to World Star,
it's
see
a
that.
Weird per like your standard, but it might not be weird to hers. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what she grew up around the whole time. So
just
she's
don't
used to
twerk
it.
In front of my son.
Well, no, that's, I mean, here's the thing too with Amber, like it's like a double-edged sword. I feel bad for the girl a little bit, just a little bit, not like sorry for her. I just feel bad for her because she takes herself seriously enough to talk about her sexuality, but other people are basically, they're not taking her seriously. Like if she wants to start her talk show, like she did, they're like, really?
Yeah.
This B-word got a talk show and stuff. And I'm like, why don't you just let her see how well it does and then go from there? Like, don't just because she's open about her sexuality, she's not being taken serious a lot. And that's an unfortunate societal type influence.
Have you guys watched it?
Yeah.
I watched one and couldn't take it.
It sucks.
It was it's overtly sexual. It is for sure. But think about this. Madonna did the exact same thing through her art in music last time, and she got ridiculed for it.
Art is the key word, though.
It was art. Now, it's people like her, because it's this generation of sexuality and,
but,
putting yourself in exposure and showing everything and having it now. I think because she's doing it, it's being accepted more, which is weird to me, because even you go even beyond before Madonna, man, people who use their art to be sexual... that, you know what I mean? They didn't get criticized quite as much.
Let me make a point to that real quick when it goes back to art. Madonna uses it as an art, right?
Yeah.
But I want to go back to something real quick. How we're talking about Amber Rose's show and it sucks. Everyone's like, give her a chance. And I'm the same way. Of course, it could be good. But at the same time, every pop culture person like this, like a Kardashian or like an Amber Rose that's given a talk show, it fails every time. You know why? Because these people aren't truly talented.
Yeah, they don't have like content to hold on to.
You know what I mean? And that's the key thing. Every time Khloe Kardashian has failed, Kris Jenner has failed, Amber Rose is going to fail. No offense.
Yeah.
I'm just saying the show's awful.
Yeah, it's not going to be. Yeah, it's not.
But why do you think people are still so like, okay, if we say they're a talentless group of people, why do you think Keeping Up with the Kardashians is so successful?
Because it's basically
a society
that's into drama and a shit show. And so that's why that's successful. But when you go back now and put, like, you take the characters off that show, because they are characters.
But by themselves.
By themselves in a format that requires a talent.
Yeah.
They can't hold their own.
I see what you did. Yeah,
it's like not hard to be entertaining when you have producers in a reality show.
Right.
Right.
It's really not, because it's so scripted and it's so produced.
That they kind of coach you through.
They play the role pretty well.
Correct. But when you got to get into a segment where you have to be a personality and interact with other personalities and it's not completely scripted or produced, it's a whole nother world.
Right.
Yeah, because what we do is we're personalities.
Yes.
You hear some of a lot of our personalities on the air.
Mm-hmm.
But if we had a TV show, it would be altered just a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Because we have to fit this box that we're in, meaning the TV box or the TV realm of... Look at this camera, do this. How about you say it a little differently here, this, that, and the other? So that kind of changes the dynamic.
Well, that's kind of like what you get with us every morning. You know what I mean? We have to pertain to a certain audience. We have to make sure that we're on point. We don't say things that offend too many people, things
Correct.
Of that nature.
That's true.
But I'll let people, like, let's you know, open up the curtains for a little bit. So some light on us. We're not super pre-produced.
No.
Where, like I said, when you go look at it, the reality show and these people entertaining on there are completely pre-produced.
Right.
And what that means, people, is they have producers telling them, you have to say this line at this time.
Right.
We come up with a general thing to talk about and just go.
Right.
But again, that's the difference.
I get it.
And if you were to put someone in, if you were to take reality stars and put them in our realm, I don't want to say they would fail, but I say there's a great chance they would fail just because they're not used to it.
Yeah.
Because they're not used to entertaining on the fly. A lot of what we do is improv.
And a lot of this, what we just did today was, actually.
This whole thing is improv.
We didn't plan this. We just talking, but we bounce off of one another quite well. And that's part of the reason why we're doing the after show, Sugar Beer in the Morning, right now. Because it opens up us a little bit more with conversation. So you guys get to know us a little bit more than what you hear on the radio. And that's kind of why we're doing this.
Yeah, because there's a lot of things we can't say on the radio. Again, we do have an audience that pertains. We do have a thing called the FCC that's down our throats.
That's true.
In this internet world, though, there is no FCC.
No, we can talk about whatever the hell we want. Yeah, but maybe next podcast, we shouldn't say dick so much.
Yeah, no, we'll definitely keep the dick references down.
Yeah, no dick.
That just happened because there was a big dick on Shug's fucking
face. Really it wasn't my page. It was my friend's page.
It was on your timeline.
Yeah, it was. I was just blown away. I'm glad y'all saw it. I'll have to update you on the next podcast what happened.
Because
I have to walk him through now. Hopefully he knows how to block that out.
Right.
Yeah.
When he said the devil is live or the devil is busy, I was like, it's spam, bro. It's not necessarily the devil. Mm-hmm. It's just spam.
That's what you click.
That looked like the devil on his page.
Oh, my God.
That thing had a face.
I'm not getting into that.
Yeah.
Sugar Bear in the Morning, it's been good, man. Thank you all for rocking with us again. Monday through Friday, 5:30 to 10, Hot 103.5. We're in Sacramento. If you happen to be listening abroad, you can listen online at hot1035.com. It's called The After Show, right?
Yeah, and don't forget, we're going to be posting this podcast weekly. Not only that, we're also going to be posting our show podcast as well.
That's right.
Yeah. So, again, if you're not listening from Sacramento, we're going to have content. So please, not only subscribe and download. If you go to iTunes, it's very simple, actually. I want to walk everyone through this real quick.
Nice.
Just go to iTunes, subscribe to this podcast, our little page, and again, it'll just, whenever we post, it will automatically update to your device of choice, whether it's an iPhone, iPad, your computer. It automatically downloads for you. So please rate and comment as well.
Yes.
Let us know what you like. If you guys have things you want us to talk about, we will gladly do that.
Sure. How much you want to bet we're going to get in trouble for this podcast?
Oh,
by who? From who?
Who do you think? Do you have?
Oh, someone else.
Someone's going to say something, right?
We'll
address it later.
Dick 47 times.
We'll address it later.
Because you just said
Dick 49.
Y'all Dick 50.
I'm not saying it.
So much.
All right, Dick.
51.
Okay, 50 right there. There it is. All right, cool.
Sugar Bear in the Morning, the after show. Thank y'all for rocking with us, man. We appreciate you. We'll see you next time. Peace.